Boost Your Visibility is for you, the creative entrepreneur who has a product or service-based business that you need to grow while keeping your family and your well-being top priority. I'm your host, Brenda Eckhart, photographer and brand strategist. Boost Your Visibility empowers you with the latest strategies to help you get more traffic on search and social. But this isn't your typical business podcast. There won't be pressure to do more, 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 or hustle, hustle, hustle. Instead, I'm giving you strategies and systems to help you work smarter so you can avoid burnout and be more present in your everyday life. Here you'll find motivation, inspiration, and all that you need to keep your work and your life moving in a positive direction. Let's get started.
So what is it that's making certain reels take off and certain TikToks go viral right now? Why is it that so many of us are stuck in the 200 views jail and can't break out? What is the disruption that we can find? What is it that we can do to break away from that? I have a couple of ideas, and it's all based on two TikTok accounts that I've been following. Now, what I'm about to share with you isn't new information. We're not reinventing the wheel, but I do think that we all get caught up in overthinking and trying to strive for perfection all the time. Right now, I'm sitting in my living room on the floor with my dog, Boo, just taking a nap. And I'm just being straight to camera, real, authentic with you because this is me. And my work has always been real and genuine and about the other person. So it's always very awkward for me to put myself out there. And I know everybody feels that way. So I want to just validate that for you. That leads to the overthinking and wanting the perfect lighting and, oh, I need this microphone and, oh, I don't have a professional camera. Maybe those are thoughts that you've had before creating something real and genuine. And the two accounts I'm going to talk about today, the first one is they both have the same thing in common. I've taken away the same through lines, and I want to share that with you. So the first is Risa Tisa. Risa Tisa has a 50 TikTok series that she titled right from the beginning, Who the F Did I Marry? And it is so interesting. I'm sure many of you have already heard it and listened to it, watched her. But if you haven't, I highly recommend at least watching a few because her TikToks have gotten more views than the series finale of Succession, which I believe is one of the best shows ever made. It's insane to think that one person can have that kind of reach. And she was just sitting in her car telling the story of this relationship she got involved in and how this man wasn't who he presented himself to be. And so many crazy things happened along the way. And she brought us on the journey and told the whole story from beginning to end. And actually, it hasn't even ended. Now, in full realness, you're going to hear my dog barking because we're not overthinking this right now. And that's just how it is. So anyway, so that's Risa Tisa. Highly recommend following her from an authenticity standpoint. And seeing someone that's just straight to camera, laying her life out and sharing a human experience. Okay, so then we have Brooke with the car. Brooke bought a Kia and wasn't long. Her and her husband bought a Kia and it wasn't very long before they got a call from the dealership saying they wanted the car back. And she just sat at her counter in her kitchen and at her desk at home and told the story TikTok by TikTok and was just extremely genuine and real. And in her regular clothes, she didn't have a camera that was fancy or lights or anything interesting to capture it. It was just her straight to camera on her phone. And I'm laughing because I have my husband watching me. And this is just really interesting to have a real TikTok here style podcast. Anyway. Okay, so back to Brooke with the car. So long story short, she just shared her story straight to camera, completely authentic, and took us on the journey of this whole ordeal with the car dealership. And in the end, she and her husband decided to give the car back and get their money back and go elsewhere because they just wanted to detach from that dealership. She met some really amazing people on TikTok that were helping her. One of them is a car broker. He's like an independent guy that works car deals for people. I will show you his TikTok on the screen if you're watching. If you're listening, it's at Delivered. I believe it's D-E-L-I-V-R-D. And his last name is Makula, Tommy Makula. Person that bought the car is Brooke, B-R-O-O-K-E, on TikTok. And you'll find all of these people very easily because they're viral right now. And there's nothing different or special about what they're doing other than they're being real. They're not over editing. They're not creating all this fanciness about their presentation. They're just sharing real human experiences straight to camera, and they're telling a story over a longer period of time. It reminds me a lot of the Grey's Anatomy days when Thursday nights you'd watch Grey's Anatomy and Scandal, and you would wait until the next week to see what happens. And that's how they're growing their accounts unintentionally, maybe intentionally. I think it's unintentionally, though, organically, because they're showing up in the For You page for so many people, because so many people have liked and shared and added their experiences in the comments. So I just wanted to encourage you to stop overthinking and stick to your true self and don't overthink at all. If you need to create content, pull your phone out, start recording. It's okay to put yourself out there. If you hear negative comments, I'm sure they got a ton of negative comments. Hey, you're the one that's putting yourself out there and working hard. And most people that have something negative to say aren't doing that at all. And they have no bearing on your life. So I just thought this was an interesting conversation to have. I'd love to talk more with you about it if you can add something in comments. If you are following the podcast on your favorite podcast listening app, please subscribe. And if you could hit 5 stars, that would be amazing. I'm really trying to grow. And if you're listening on YouTube, I'd love it if you hit like, subscribe, and comment. And I just appreciate you being here. I want to keep the conversation going. If you have a favorite TikTok account that you're following right now that has just a super interesting story that is disrupting the algorithm, disrupting the way that we've learned in marketing to put ourselves out there, I feel like right now we're so inundated with all the people saying, well, this is how I made 100K in 1 month. And this is how I went from 0 views to 800 billion views in 5 minutes. And then you have the refreshing people like Brooke, Risa Tisa, just sharing their real story. And even the car broker, Tommy Mikula, he just goes live and makes calls trying to make car deals. How much more real than that can you get? I mean, I know that that's the nature of TikTok, but I see it coming more and more to Instagram and Facebook. So please share your favorite accounts in the comments. And again, like, subscribe, and follow along. And I will share more of my journey in the coming podcasts. And I look forward to hearing from you. Have a great day.